Welcome to the Sermon Podcast for All Saints Lutheran Church. I am Matthew Reese, the Director of Music Ministries. All Saints is located in Davenport, Iowa, and is a member congregation of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Each week, we bring you a recording of the gospel lesson and sermon. Thank you for joining us on this journey of faith.
After he appeared to his followers in Jerusalem, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he showed himself in this way. Gathered there together were Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. And Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." And they said to him, "Well, we'll go with you." And so they went out and got in the boat. That night, they caught nothing. And just after daybreak, Jesus stood at the beach, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. But Jesus said to them, "Children, you have no fish, have you?" And they answered him, "No, we don't." And he said to them, "Well, cast the net to the right side of the boat, and you'll find some." And so they cast the net, and now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." And when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on some clothes, for he was naked, and he jumped into the sea. But the other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from land, maybe only 100 yards off. And when they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there with fish on it and bread. And Jesus said to them, "Bring some of that fish you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore full of large fish, 153 of them. And though there were so many, the net was not torn. And Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" because they knew it was the Lord. And Jesus came and he took the bread and he gave it to them and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. And when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" And he said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." And a second time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And he said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." And then he said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And Peter felt hurt because he said that to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And Jesus said to him, Peter said to him, "Lord, you know that everything, you know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and to go wherever you wish. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will fasten a belt around you and take you where you do not wish to go." He said this to indicate the kind of death by which he would glorify God. And then after this, he said to him, "Follow me." This is the gospel of the Lord. I wonder if we make such a big deal of the rolled away stone, such a big deal of the empty tomb, such a big deal that Jesus is alive, that we don't quite see it right here and now. We look for and expect it to be an equally big deal in our lives. But that's the problem sometimes. And maybe that's why it's sometimes difficult to recognize the resurrection for ourselves. Now, don't go to the bishop and say, "Pastor said the resurrection isn't a big deal." That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is that maybe more often than not, the big deal of the resurrection happens in the everyday small details of our life. Maybe the big deal of the empty tomb is experienced in our ordinary experiences. Maybe the big deal of Jesus being alive is revealed in the routine rhythms of daily life. Well, let me explain why I say that. We have our gospel for this day, and it tells us that Jesus showed himself in this way. John then sets the third appearance of Jesus to his disciples amidst ordinary circumstances. He returns the disciples to their old routines. He gives a lot of small, seemingly unnecessary, and even in some cases strange details. John, you know, he could just as easily have said, while the disciples were fishing, they saw Jesus on the shore. This was his third appearance. That's not what he does. Instead, John focuses on the details in which Jesus revealed himself. And so maybe we should look at some of the details of our own life. And that's what I want to do today. I want to explore the details Jesus gives us in today's gospel. I want us to examine the images there in a way that maybe will help us recognize the resurrection of Jesus in the details of our own life. The disciples, as we read, have returned home. They've been fishing. And they moved from the empty tomb and went back to their boats, from the house in Jerusalem back to the familiar waters of the Sea of Tiberias. They maybe traveled 70 or 80 miles from where Jesus was resurrected. And they've given themselves back to their old routine of fishing. They've returned to the same boat, the same net, the same water, the same work. But that's when and where Jesus shows himself. You know, it's now been 2 weeks after Easter, and I'm betting we're all returning to the same routine in our own lives. That's when and where we can expect Jesus to show himself to us. Resurrection doesn't happen apart from the routine of our life, but in it. Resurrection is not about escaping life, but it's about bringing new life to us. The disciples fished through the darkness, but as we are told, their nets were empty. That night they caught nothing. The darkness, however, was not just about the night sky. The darkness was also in the disciples themselves. In the same way, the empty net is not only descriptive of their fishing efforts, it's descriptive of where the disciples are. They're as empty as their nets. You fish, you work, you do your best, but you still, well, come up empty. In those times, we have come to the limits of our own self-sufficiency. We have nothing to show for our efforts and nothing left to give. And so there are times when we just sort of feel empty. And that's when, that's when Jesus, unrecognized by the disciples, shows himself and he says to them, "Children, you have no fish, have you?" That's not so much a question, it's more like a statement. Within Jesus' words, I hear the echo of Mary's voice at the wedding in Cana in Galilee, where Jesus made the water into wine. And she, Mary, the mother of Jesus, said, "They have no wine." It goes right with empty nets, empty jars, no wine, no fish, no life. But it's under those circumstances that Jesus reveals himself. So let me ask you this. What are your nets like today? What are your wine jars like? Have they run dry? Don't throw those jars away. Don't toss the nets aside. They are the very places Jesus uses to show himself to us. They are, in other words, places of resurrection. So let me ask you, How do you feel about yourself? Do you sense that emptiness there? Did you notice all this happens just after daybreak in our gospel story today? The dark night of fishing has given way to the dawn of a new day, new hopes, new possibilities. The darkness doesn't win in our gospel. Instead, it's the light that prevails. In the light of this new day, in the light of a full net, in the light of all those 153 fish, that's when Jesus reveals himself. And they say, "It is the Lord." This isn't about the rising of the sun. It's about the rising of the sun in the darkness of the disciples' lives and in the darkness of our own lives. Whatever darkness has overcome you, whatever darkness you might be going through today in your own life, that darkness will be the circumstance in which Jesus reveals himself to you. It is the context for the resurrection appearing in the detail of your life and the raw material from which new life will be created. Resurrection, this is what you take with you today. You say, when you go home, when you go home, Bonnie, and Craig asks, "What was the sermon about?" You say to him, "Resurrection is in the details. It's in the little things." That's true in today's gospel, and it's true in our own life. The gospel details are our lives' details. It's as if John has given us a paper with a bunch of dots on it, and we're out there connecting all the dots and the lines to make sense of what's really going on. And when we do discover the resurrection for ourselves, we learn something. We discover we have a future. We have that our life is guaranteed by Christ's life, and he's shown himself to us. So look for the resurrection today in your own life. Let it be in the details. Let it open you up to new possibilities and new life. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon. It is our prayer that this podcast is a blessing to you on your journey. For more information about All Saints, please visit us online at allsaintsdavenport.org. May God bless you this week and always.